This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Douglas Beeson Appellant, decided March 4, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, 1 State of Missouri, Number ED12071. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Rawls County, First, Case Number 22RLCR00266, Douglas Beeson, Honorable David C. Mobley, Appellant, filed March 4, 2025. Introduction. Douglas Beeson, Appellant, appeals from the judgment upon his conviction following a jury trial for assault in the fourth degree, possession of a controlled substance, leaving the scene of an accident, resisting arrest, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor driving while intoxicated. On appeal, appellant argues the trial court erred in denying his motion to suppress the contraband found in the vehicle he was driving and in admitting that evidence at trial. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural background facts. Viewed in the light most favorable to the trial court's ruling, see State v. Gates, 683 SW3D 726, 730, Monard App, ED 2024. The facts presented at the evidentiary hearing and trial are as follows. 2. On August 21, 2022, multiple 911 calls reported a stationary vehicle sitting in the left lane of Interstate 70 in Montgomery County. Deputy H was dispatched to this vehicle. 1. While en route, Deputy H received another report that there was an accident, and the suspect vehicle that had been reported sitting on the interstate had fled that location. Deputy H found a dark-colored Chevy sedan on the highway median against a concrete barrier approximately 1 mile from the first crash site. As Deputy H approached the vehicle, he noticed the driver was slumped in his seat and appeared unaware that law enforcement was behind him. Deputy H noticed the smell of burnt marijuana emanating from the area and radioed that he believed the accident was a driving while intoxicated incident. Deputy H also noticed the left rear tire of the vehicle had broken off the vehicle's axle. At the vehicle, Deputy H saw appellant slumped over and unresponsive in the driver's seat. Appellant had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and was unaware that Deputy H was at the vehicle. Deputy H knocked on the window and startled appellant. Appellant told Deputy H he was sorry and that he just wanted to leave. Appellant then attempted to put the vehicle in drive and drive away, but the vehicle was already in drive. Deputy H told appellant he was in an accident and was not free to leave. Deputy H told appellant to roll down his window, which appellant did. Appellant continued to tell Deputy H he wanted to leave. Appellant started to reach between the driver's seat and center console. Deputy H told appellant to stop reaching and to get out of the vehicle. Appellant failed to comply with Deputy 1. The personal identifying information of witnesses has been omitted pursuant to RSMO per 509.520, subpen or 2023. 3. H's commands and continued reaching. Deputy H informed appellant that if he did not comply, he would be tased. When Deputy H pulled out his taser, appellant began to comply. Seeing appellant comply, Deputy H put away his taser. Appellant then reached towards the glove box and backseat area. Deputy H placed one handcuff on appellant's left wrist and attempted to remove him from the vehicle. Deputy H informed appellant he would be tased if he did not comply. Appellant did not comply, and Deputy H attempted to tase appellant. The taser failed to stop appellant. Deputy H then delivered a second point of contact into appellant's upper shoulder area, where he attempted to achieve neuromuscular incapacitation. Deputy H was able to remove appellant from the vehicle. Deputy H placed his taser back in its holster and tried to place appellant in a wrist lock. Appellant fell to his knees, and Deputy H attempted to place appellant's hands behind his back. At that point, appellant asked Deputy H if he wanted to fucking fight, stood up and punched the side of Deputy H's face. Deputy H again drew his taser and delivered one or two dry stuns to appellant. This failed to stop appellant. As the fight continued, Deputy H believed that appellant was trying to pull him to the ground. After appellant hit Deputy H multiple times, Deputy H felt his taser pulled from his grasp. Deputy H drew his firearm and saw appellant looking for the taser, which had landed approximately 1 foot from where appellant was looking. Deputy H retrieved the taser before appellant found it. Deputy H returned to his patrol vehicle where he held appellant at gunpoint until reinforcements arrived. Law enforcement then took appellant into custody.